Hi guys, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Filippo.
And I'm also your host, Caesar. And today, TikTok, it's everywhere.
And we're joined by two amazing people, Sam and Wendy. Hi guys.
Hey,
hi.
How you doing?
How you guys doing?
Ciao.
I love Sam. Italian is amazing.
I think I'm getting better.
You definitely are.
This week I learned how to say lunedì, martedì, mercoledì, giovedì, venerdì, sabato, domenica.
Grande. Fantastic. So guys, today we're doing the first podcast on Zoom. And let's try this. Roll the intro music. So guys, how you doing?
Good, man, good.
We're good, Beautiful. Yeah, exactly, the weather's amazing.
Exactly, it's incredible.
Don't take on the shade. For the first time, we have to enjoy while we can. I know it's almost over, so honestly, let's do this outside.
We can't complain. At the start of quarantine, was kind of always sunny, at least here.
I had my exams.
Wendy had a lot of exams. And
so I didn't really enjoy this.
Spent nearly the whole time in the garden.
How was your exams though? How did they go in the end?
My exams?
Yeah.
They were okay. I mean,
it's all right. So it wasn't all for nothing, I guess.
It was a stressful period.
Let's change the subject, guys. No, I'm joking.
So yeah, TikTok began for you in quarantine, yes?
Yes, literally. Straight after I finished my exam.
So we started it as a joke and we did stupid stuff.
Dance.
You can really dance. And then we got like 2 likes and then we were doing it for a while, and then Wendy started, I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. So Wendy started doing it by herself a little bit. Then we were like, then we started posting some together again. And then I think we did one of the Italian language ones or something.
No, the first one that kind of like did quite well at the time, it was the Spanish music.
Oh,
one.
Yeah. But I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, you didn't want to do that. That's when like a lot of Italian, because obviously Italians normally really like Spanish music and stuff, so that's when we started getting like a little bit of Italian audience, because we didn't really expect
it's fun though, we enjoyed it, it was something fun, because I think a lot of people, I think TikTok as a whole sort of blew up, obviously it was already popular, it blew up over quarantine, didn't it, with everybody sitting at home, you know, doing absolutely nothing, staring at the walls. So I think, we just did it. And we were, I used to lie in bed every night watching TikToks, like, laughing my head off. And I was like, I'll never do this.
We started doing pranks as well for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's fun. It's enjoy doing it.
That's how I met you. I bumped into Wendy's live one day and then we started talking.
Oh, wow. At the minute that we haven't been doing as many because we're renovating our house. So we're not, we're living at her parents and my parents and we're trying to get the house sorted at the minute. So the house should be back in like 2-3 weeks. It should be finished. So we'll be back there. And then after that, we'll probably keep posting 3 times a day or something.
Yeah, literally. Realistically, recently, we haven't been on it as much.
It's difficult when we don't live together.
Yeah.
I can tell you, it's the same for us to try to keep it posting and going.
Yeah. I have to be here like every, 2 weeks?
Yeah, I have to get his ass down here.
Yeah, exactly. I can only move because we have all the equipment over here. But how is it in the pressure for you guys to post like daily?
Pressure, like, are you feel pressure to post or is it chill?
A little bit, yeah.
We've done a few where we've been like, oh, maybe this isn't that good, but we felt like we maybe needed to post something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we try to be as natural as possible because obviously we need to have fun when doing that.
Yeah.
So, but sometimes it's like we can get in that sort of like stage where, oh, do people like it? Will people like it? Or like,
there definitely is like a pressure to post. For example, if we haven't done one in a few days, we can't do one.
Yeah.
But I think that's more at the minute now because we're not living together. Because when we lived together for 3 years before this last few weeks. But now we're not living together, it's difficult because obviously when we see each other, it's like, oh, we need to try and do one type thing.
Yeah. Realistically, all we want to do is go for some food and like talk about like, because if I don't see him for like 2 days, it feels like ages. But I'm sure it's gonna like all go back to normal once we're back living together.
Very good.
So when you don't feel like doing a TikTok, do you feel pressure to do it? I'm like, oh no, come on, we have to do it, we know. Or is it that fun that you don't experience that much?
No, it is fun. We do enjoy doing it, but I think the feeling like, oh, we need to do one has been more since we've not lived together because we obviously aren't seeing each other as often. And maybe Wendy will finish work or I'll finish work at 6 o'clock. And then normally we just go and get some food or go for a walk or something. But then obviously we try and we do enjoy. It's not that we don't enjoy doing it, but there's also a pressure of getting one done. I definitely think that's true.
We have experienced the same. Example, last week we had to take down one because it was just terrible. But it was.
He thought it was terrible. I thought it was doable.
It was the pressure of posting.
Like, no, we're not getting enough views. I was like, come on, bro, like, chill. No, like, no, I erased it.
But at the same time, you have that like, good feeling when the followers start going up.
No, but it's not even that. I mean, I enjoy. It is a hassle, you know, coming over here, getting everything in check. I need to get the bus at some time. I need to plan forward and everything. But when I actually sit here, I really enjoy just talking with him. Just, you know, the whole setup and everything. I really enjoy doing it, honestly.
No, we definitely enjoy doing the TikTok. And we've got, like, you know, some people that started following us when we only had a few videos and stuff that still speak to us now. Yeah, it's really nice.
It's really nice, especially because they're very supportive. Like, they're like, oh, you hit, like, 25K. Well done. Oh, you hit 30K. And they're like, it's really nice that they go on our page and check, like, how many followers we have or, like, how many videos.
Oh, there's some people that really
And plus, we get some lovely messages. It's really, really nice. Like, there's some, like,
people out there. And I think it's, you know, when you film a TikTok and we do it, and then we're like, yeah, let's push that out. And then it's crazy about how, like, the reach of TikTok is and how many people can see it. You've got no idea who's going to land in front of.
Like, one of our videos has over 500,000 views.
Yeah.
And when I think about it, I'm like, I mean, I'm a normal person. Like, I go to work. I just graduated. Like, why are people really interested first? And second is, like, to me, it feels weird that so many people watched my face. Like, I've watched my video.
It's especially different when you, like, start it for fun. Because if you started, like, to get followers or anything, you get disappointed even if you have like 100 or something like that. Now, if you actually started just for fun and everything, you get overwhelmed. I remember I used to have a YouTube channel and everything. I had really little likes, but I was proud of those. I was like, I'm really proud.
Yeah.
Of those 4, 5, 6 until I got, 10, 100, whatever. I'm proud of those, that small number.
You know, but I think it blew up for us as well, and I wasn't expecting anything out of this podcast. And now we have people like famous like you coming in.
Oh, no, we're not famous.
I was gonna say, would you consider yourself like famous?
You know, the weirdest moment of our like journey, it was in the park when we got stopped by some girls.
Yeah. So we were lying on the floor actually filming a TikTok. and there was these three little kids, like maybe like 10, 12 years old, and they were like looking at us, and we were like, what's going on here? And then they came up and like, oh, are you guys from TikTok? Which is really weird. And they're like, yeah, we followed you. We were watching this one the other day. You're so funny. Oh, my God. And they, like, ran off like, oh, my God, we've met these guys.
And
yeah, like, what is going on?
I was really weird.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. It was because we didn't even have many like, we had, like, 2,000-3,000 followers. Which is still a lot for, like, as I said, we're normal people.
For normal people, it's nothing.
1,000, we were like, oh,
Really, really proud of that, you know?
Yeah, well done.
You see that number and you go like, 1,000? You know what? I don't even know 1,000 people. It's like, I wouldn't remember the names of 1,000 people.
I don't think I've ever met 1,000 people in my life.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally.
Like, for them to be actually watching you, for them to know you, you know, like...
Exactly. No, that's incredible.
Out there. It's really something big.
I've seen a recurrent question on the comments on TikTok on your page. It's like, how did you meet? Is the key question...
That's right.
How did you meet... Talk about a little bit of your background. I know Wendy's from Padova, the best city in Italy, but...
Yeah, you're from Padova.
Yeah, he's from Padova too.
I love Padova.
And then there's this Spanish exchange here.
Yeah. Spanish guy.
Ah,
eres español. Yeah, soy español. Que no te lo esperaba, Valentina, no te lo esperaba. Hablo también italiano porque estaba en Suiza estaba en Italia casi seis meses por ahí. Así que aprendí.
Claro. Pues yo aprendí español porque vivía en Londres y en Londres hay un montón de gente que en plan.
Sí.
Y claro, mi mejor amiga es española de Galicia. I took Sam to Spain as well to meet my friend.
Yeah.
I love Spain.
Yeah, of course.
I love any country in the world.
Now I forgot you were Italian. I was like, yeah, you should be. Oh, wait, no, she's not from Spain. Like, wait, she's not. No, she's Italian. I think my favorite place was Milan.
Milan, really?
Yeah. I was there for... No, it's because I was only doing an exam. I always mention this.
Yeah.
But I was there to do an exam. I learned Italian, passed it, and then there was not enough money to actually live there. So I had to come back here. I'm starting uni here in Ireland, but, you know.
Wow, what are you going to study?
Nursing. I'm sorry. I already got accepted.
That's
I got accepted.
Cool. That's really cool. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Ireland are you guys?
We're in the north. So I live in Newry.
And I live in Belfast.
Wow.
I've been to Belfast quite a few times. My mom's Irish. So We went to Ireland.
Yeah, we went to Ireland. We went to like, well, I've been to Dublin. I love Ireland. I love the food in Ireland too.
That's a new one. I have not heard that. I have not heard that. People don't come, you know, for like...
Really?
They have... No, yeah. I think because my family are from like the west of Ireland. And I think when you like, it's like the meat and all
that. I really like...
Oh, that is good. Yeah, I give you that. That is great.
And I remember like, I tried some... I really like salmon and they have some like amazing smoked salmon.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, I really enjoy it. But I am a big foodie. So I kind of like everywhere I go,
I'm a very... I'm not picky, but I'm very, when it comes to, let's say, if I see someone selling paella here, I'd be very picky. I was like, it's not as good as Spain, but I'll give you points. You know, if they say, oh, it's Italian pizza, I'm like,
is it really though? Yeah, no, I get it. Wendy's like that. But so you asked us how we met, yeah?
You want to wear like please, your please. Story.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So Wendy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sam's going to start.
So Wendy basically just followed me around.
That's not true.
And she just wouldn't leave me alone. And then, No.
So Sam was working. We can't really say the place that we used to work, to be honest. Just
yeah, for... no, don't worry. Yeah, yeah.
No. Okay. We both worked at the same place.
That's great, yeah.
And basically, I liked Wendy, yeah? And I tried to impress Wendy.
Like every guy tried.
Yeah. But I went up to her and I was like, yeah. So I cooked this lasagna last night and like I used like all these sauces.
And I asked him like, how do you cook it? And the recipe was completely like
apparently I used the wrong recipe. But I didn't, I hadn't even actually, I don't think, cooked a lasagna. I think
you're lying.
I was just using it as like a conversation starter.
He literally, like, I remember like I used to have a bracelet and stuff and he was like, oh, a nice bracelet. Ah, yeah, I got this for my sister. And then I asked his sister, was like, ah, yeah, you have the same bracelet. And his sister was like, no. I don't. And I kept asking someone, Sam, what were you telling me at the beginning? You were just lying, like, continuously just to make conversation or something.
It worked.
Also, if Sam had, like, when I met him, he had platinum hair. So I remember looking at him and, like, he looked a little bit like Goku from Dragon Ball.
Bro!
Yeah,
who would want to look like that?
Who is Goku? I don't watch Dragon Ball.
You never watch Dragon Ball? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, Goku, is Goku called?
Yeah, it's Goku, yeah.
Yeah, so he has like, it's...
Seriously, the Super Saiyan, like, really?
Sort of platinum. White.
Let me show you a picture.
Anyway.
And I remember I like, sort of like looking at him and we're like, wow, like this guy's quite cool because I never really like... It's not very common to...
You thought that?
Yeah, well, sort of.
Bro, even I would have thought that. If someone looked like Goku,
and I was just sort of like, his look was interesting.
Okay, there was one day where I went to walk past Wendy, and she came up to me, she was like, oh.
Oh, come on.
She was like, oh, I love that tattoo. And I'm not even joking. Like, aggressively, like, caressed
my
arm.
That's not true.
I swear you did. And then I was like, this girl definitely is interested because she was like stroking my, and she was like, that's so cool.
That's
so,
not
yeah, anyway, it's
long
true.
Story short, we started dating like
and then I asked her to go out for a coffee and she said no. and then I was like, oh, okay. And then 2 days later she messaged me something like really like basic on Instagram just to start the conversation. And she was like, so when are we going out or something like that? So
yeah, I regret saying no.
And that's what happened. And then we moved in together like 2 months later.
Yeah, we moved in together. Very like everybody must like thought we were crazy because we moved in together like a month or two after like we started
intense.
Dating. Yeah.
But what I was interested in, you said you went to walk like in front of her. So you went to walk.
So where we used to work. Where she used to be was like in front of like where you had to walk by the toilet. There was like a few different like bathrooms in the place. So I used to I used to drink like 5 liters of water a day just so I could drink loads. So I used to have to keep going to the toilet and because she was always there. But I knew, she used to just like gravitate across the side of the room. So it was her as well. So it wasn't just me.
Yeah, I must admit that because obviously he used to come down from the stairs, so you could see who'd come downstairs. And obviously every time like somebody used to come down the stairs, I would be looking like, is it Sam? Or like, and then as soon as I'd see Sam coming downstairs, I'd be automatically, whatever I was doing, I mean, I'm not, whatever I was doing, I would gravitate towards the, like, the side of the place where Sam would walk.
Yeah.
So somehow I'd be doing something there.
Yeah.
But I must admit, yeah, I did. But the first time, I don't remember meeting you. That's the reality. Like, Sam remembers me, I don't.
That's true as well. It's quite sad.
I'm sorry.
But at the end, it turned out well. Come on. How long have you been together?
Too long.
three years.
Wow.
It's already wow.
Any longer than any relationships I've been
exactly.
into.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it is still there, you know, like... Those 5 liters a day worked, you know. If I was just walking, so a girl would would notice me. I think I would even like do the Conor McGregor walk. Just down the.
You know what? There was one time, I don't know if you remember, but do you know these stairs that she said that we have to walk down?
Yeah.
One time, I like fell down the stairs.
Do you remember that?
I was like walking down the stairs, probably trying to act cool or something, and I like missed like the bottom step. And I do you know, as you like nearly go flying, like you nearly end up like on your hitting your face, but I kind of like managed to save it last minute.
Okay. I remember because I was talking to somebody in that moment, so I just turned my.
But then I was like, yeah, this is how somebody would fall if they accidentally didn't mean to fall, and then like I stalled it.
Yeah,
after.
But you, oh my god, at the beginning he was trying so hard to like be cool. Like,
what? No, that's not true.
Honestly, it was incredible, like literally incredible.
No,
but with I think a person that presents himself with Goku hair is already cool. Like, you've already surpassed it.
Yeah, exactly. No, trust me. Like, I must admit, because, like, honestly...
What could have done
blonde.
What?
Platinum blonde. Yeah,
well,
but what do you want to say?
When he goes super then, it's blonde, so...
He dyed his hair again, and it was blue.
By mistake.
Goku also had blue hair, so we're all cool with that.
Exactly.
We're all cool.
And he also gets blue hair. Remember he used to come, like, up to me, and he was like, should I shave my hair off? Did you like it blue? And I was just like... Why you come up to me just asking me this random question? Like, I don't even know you. And it'd be like, hey, do you like it? Should I put a hat on? Should I shave my hair? Yes, I
like that. They didn't know each other now. Again, that's...
Mate.
You want to say that wasn't true?
Okay, what happened is, so I bleached my hair. So I was like, why not? So I just put some bleach in my hair just to see what happens. And it went like white. And then after that, I was like, maybe I'll do it blue for a day or something. So I put like a temporary blue color on. But because I'd screwed up my hair so bad and I'd bleached it so white, the temporary blue stayed permanent and it wouldn't go.
Oh, well, there you go.
And then it goes, oh, God, it was an interesting time.
We can start a new segment. What do you call it? Barber with Sam.
You don't want to deal with me.
Bro, yeah, trust me.
Have you seen the state of my hair right now? It's too short. I shaved it in quarantine because there was no barbers, and then it just grows whatever direction. It just.
I really like your accent, guy. Like, it's really cool, isn't it?
Thanks. It's part of trying to learn English.
Come on, mio.
Esatto. But anyway, that tu sei di part. Like,
you're from. Il mio è Padova, mi schiaccio. Sorry.
No. Vai. Scusa, vai. Stavi dicendo.
Sto dicendo, il mio è Padova mischiato con Londra, Nottingham, Birmingham, chi più ne ha più ne metta. I'm saying that my accent is like mixed with like Nottingham, like Birmingham. It's literally like the most random mix that you could ever.
Do you want to know something funny? When me and Wendy first got together as well, she was like, do you think I've got a London accent?
No. Just straight up, no. Don't try either.
She's like, no, do you not think I speak like a Londoner?
No.
I had no idea where she was from.
Like with sounding from London. I love England, and obviously London is very different from like every other place in England. So I really like London, I really like outside of London, but I've always had this like, I don't know, you know when you move for the first time to a city? I was 16 when I moved to London, and I kind of left my heart there, a little bit of my heart there. And I've always been obsessed with sounding from London, but realistically,
it's never gonna happen.
Never, ever.
I always say, if you're Italian, I mean, be Italian, be proud of that, you know? Like, really, if you...
No, of course, but I don't know, I used to love the accent, I don't know why.
Yeah. No, a Northern Irish accent is not that good to imitate, so.
Yeah, it's.
I love the Irish accent.
No, the Irish, yeah. Yeah. But like, Belfast accent.
We went to this little pub, and we got. As soon as we came into this pub, people started greeting. Because it was such a small town. It was in Clifton, wasn't it? And people started greeting us. And as soon as, like, because Sam's family is talking to us, and then I like came up to, was like, oh, I think we're cousins.
Yeah, so we basically went into this bar, like pub, and we didn't know anybody in there. We didn't think we knew anybody in there. And because obviously Irish people have quite big families, right? Mm. So my granddad was one of 14. So we had 14 brothers and sisters. And we ended up going in this pub, and it turned out there was the guy that was sitting next to me in the pub was my cousin. And I'd never met him before. And I was like, oh, are you related to this person? And then he rang his mom. And he was like, yeah, I know him. Yeah, he's my uncle's brother, sister, cousin. And I was like, oh, wow.
That was just amazing, because it was such a beautiful night. Because we started speaking to everybody, and it's just like, I actually loved our vacation.
No, the Irish people are very friendly. I have to give you that. They are extremely friendly Irish people.
How long have you guys lived in Ireland then?
Me, nearly seven years.
I'm almost completed the 5 years, because I left last year. I went to Portugal and all over the place.
That's really cool.
I've been in the States as well, so I don't even know if you noticed.
You can definitely.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say that. But
how long were you in the States for?
6 years. I was in New Jersey for 4 years, and then in Boston for 2.5 years. Until our visa got denied.
You can definitely pick that up.
Yeah. No, the thing is, when I work in, well, I used to work in Jack and Jones, and every time I would like set everything, I was like, oh, what part of the States you're from? And I'm like, thank you, I love the accent, but no, I'm from Spain. I was like, really? It's... No, you're not. And I'm like,
you sound really quite American.
Yeah, because when you learn English in like a certain country, then you tend to like get that accent.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from Wendy with the London accent, didn't happen.
How to break my heart every single time.
Yeah. Put it out.
Traveling, I mean.
But to be honest, if I have to be completely like honest, normally when I'm at work, they never ever, very few people think that I'm Italian. So I feel like I can hide the accent a little bit. No, they know them from like somewhere, but they don't really know from where. So they can hear like my like foreign accent, which is really nice anyway. Like, I love foreign accent from all over the world, because obviously accents are really cool in general. Like I love when Sam speaks Italian,
which I don't do very well.
But I really find his accent really cute when he speaks Italian. It's incredible. So yeah.
We were watching the videos of you speaking Italian last night. Oh, there were some crack.
Yeah, no, it's funny for us because you're really struggling, but no, I bet it, honestly, it's really cute for her and everything.
I try my best. No, we did one, like, a few months ago, which was one of our first videos, where Wendy made me say something in Italian. I didn't know what I was saying, and it was something really bad, but I can't remember what it was. It made me sound stupid. But
no.
It did.
Not really.
It was something like, I want to do something. I can't remember what it was.
It was a little prank.
Oh, okay. Yes, I remember. Then you started with you went to prank her back with the Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that prank wasn't good.
No, that wasn't really good. I spent so long like planning that, and I was like, I'm going to really get her here, I'm going to really get her. And it didn't really, I had visions of it like exploding in her face, but it just didn't really work.
No, but because I couldn't understand what he was doing, because he made me open it, and it, obviously nothing came out of it. But like in the moment I opened it, it started coming out, but then he automatically stood up and went somewhere else. So I didn't really realize.
I didn't do it well.
Yeah.
Because it hadn't worked as well as I wanted, I just threw my Coke in her face. But that didn't even get caught on
camera. Went in my ear.
Yeah. That wasn't a prank, bro. Yeah. That was just mean.
Well, you know.
Well, I must admit, I've done a good one with the cream, with the, what's it called? The whipped cream.
She did one that we didn't film on TikTok.
Oh. God.
She basically, I don't know if you've seen people doing it, where they put the pasta in their mouth and they crunch it.
Oh, yes.
And they broke their bone or something. A year and a half ago, Wendy smashed her tooth on a glass door, and it was a horrendous incident. Like, it was really bad. She knocked her front two teeth out, yeah? So after that happened, I never thought she'd mess around with this type of stuff, but she did that, and she pretended she broke her nose. So I was like, oh my God, she's done it again. I thought one of the pans had fell off the top of the shelf.
To be honest, you didn't speak to me.
It was mean. It was really mean.
He didn't speak to me for 3 hours.
Come on. 3 hours? I mean, come on. Normally, if somebody did that to me, I wouldn't speak for them to for 3 days.
Honestly, I didn't expect him to get so upset about the joke, because I was in the kitchen and I was trying to open the pasta. So he was like, are you hungry? And I was like, yeah, I'm just having some chocolate. And then I dropped the pan.
She dropped the pan on the floor while I was in the other room. So I just
shouted and I was like, oh. And then when he came, I did that with the pasta. I actually have the video, but we didn't post it because it's not really good quality.
It's not good. She did it for no reason but to prank me.
I didn't do the video to post it. I just did it for personal. I've sent it to all his friends and he's not happy about it.
I need to get her back for this, actually. I forgot about that. I'm glad we've talked about that.
Yeah, because you were like, my princess, my princess.
What's going on?
And all his friends now keep
Yeah, because I thought she broke her nose. I was like, stay calm. Because the incident when she knocked her tooth out, she was like on the top of the stairs going, I'm so ugly, I'm a monster, all this type of stuff. And I was like, yes, you are, but what do you want me to do? And then we had to go to the emergency dentist, and it was not a good day.
It was not.
Because even worse, because we were meant to be going to Nando's, and we couldn't get to Nando's.
Do you guys have Nando's in Ireland?
Yes, in Belfast, we have one.
Nando's is our go-to place.
They don't have it in Italy, though, do they?
No.
No, definitely not.
I know some people maybe don't see the hype of Nando's. I love it. We really love it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's good. I mean, it's a great... Before we close the podcast, there's one TikTok that I seen that I have to congratulate Sam for. It was the Italian tongue twister. Sopra la panca, capra campa, sotto la ca. Oh, it's amazing. So good. So good.
I think you should also learn a bit of Spanish now that she has it. I mean, she's...
Yeah, I know.
Wendy...
¿Tienes que aprender español ahora?
Sí, capito. Because Wendy speaks Italian and Spanish.
You know some Spanish. My friend taught you.
Presentador. Because we're watching.
They were watching Italian, yeah. And my the dad of my friend was like, yeah, él es el presentador, and some now know.
That's my only word. Presentador, segunda, primera, segunda, uno, dos,
tres, cuatro.
No, I don't know any Spanish.
Amazing. So, guys, if you just want to follow Sam and Wendy, they're available on TikTok in link in bio on our podcast. And also, we make a great post for them. So go follow them, blow them up as well.
Definitely.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it. And thank you for asking us to, participate to this podcast. It's been really fun.
Honestly.
It was great. Before we close, can we just give a shout-out to the sponsor, Anchor? Anchor is this amazing app which allows you to create a podcast literally in the easiest way possible. It has creative tools which allow you to record your podcast right from your phone or computer, which allows it to permit to contact people like Sam and Wendy out on the show. Guys, Anchor then distributes your podcast for you to the biggest platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts.
For how much?
Completely free.
Free.
So guys, check out Anchor right now. Download the free Anchor app on the App Store. Right. We got the podcast. Amazing. See you
next time.
That was fun.
Okay, grazie mille.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Hopefully we'll meet you in person when we come to Ireland.
Hopefully
whenever you guys come to Birmingham. Yeah.
When this pandemic...
When this pandemic's all over. I've never been to Belfast, so we should go.
No, I used to work in Belfast sometimes, so I've been about 5-6 times Belfast.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Thank you very much. Grazie.
Ciao.
Grazie. Have a good day.
Ciao. You too. Ciao. See you later. See you. Bye, bye-bye.
Ciao.
Ciao. Grazie anche voi. Ciao.
Ciao.